I'm going to need lots of helpers for this, so if you're willing to be volunteered, that would be great, and if not, I'll just have to pick people. So, Jesus is going to be baptized by John, so I need at least two characters there. I need somebody to be Jesus and somebody to be John. Do we have any volunteers? That looks like no from over there. Well done. This is what happens when you sit on the front row. Now, the thing is, I don't want to leap to any conclusions, but by sitting in the river, you've chosen to be Jesus rather than John. Which one is it that gets water poured on their head? I just want to be clear about, right, okay. Just want to be clear about that. So we've got somebody, this is going to be Jesus. Say hello, Jesus. Say hi, everybody. We also need somebody to be John the Baptist. They're the one who gets to do the water thing. Any volunteers for that? It's a much more exciting role. No? Robin. Robin can be John the Baptist. Okay. Would you like to stand next to Jesus there in the room? So, just to be clear, everybody know which one's Jesus, which one's John? Yeah. To give you assistance, John the Baptist, you do what to people? What is it you're doing to people? What is it you're doing to people?
Well, I'm baptizing people, but I'm preaching, and I'm talking about the coming Jesus.
You're talking about Jesus, and you're baptizing. Who knows what baptize means? What do I have to do to Jesus to baptize him? Put water on him. A small amount. Not a small amount. Well, I mean, I've got two choices here. We'll do this properly. I've got a relatively small amount. Or, the big one. Would you like to have the big bucket of water? Thank you very much.
Yes.
Right. Just careful with it. So, Jesus has come to be baptized. Now, not everybody came to be baptized. Some people, they didn't want anything to do with it. There were some people who definitely thought they didn't need any of that washing nonsense. They want to make sure none of that water came anywhere near them because they thought they didn't need to be made clean. Why do you think we need to be made clean? Just over here again, since you're good at answering questions. Do you ever wash? That's a relief. And why do you wash? To rub off the dirt. So there'll be times when you'd be quite happy to be dirty, presumably. When would you be happy to be dirty? After you finish work, see, it's appropriate to be dirty at that point. Yeah, I mean, if I've been walking the dog in the rain, mud everywhere, yeah. But what we don't want to do is we don't want to bring the dirt from where it's okay to where it shouldn't be. No, so that's a good reason for washing. Any other reason for washing? You've had a workout. Yeah. So you're all glowing and now you want to be shiny. Shiny and sparkly. So being baptized is about getting rid of the dirt. It's about being shiny and sparkly for God. Are we ready to baptize Jesus, do you think? You ready? You ready for this? He's in the river. He's in the river. Little drum roll, please. Here we go. One, two, three. Who was that being mean? So, the water has poured all over Jesus. And that shows that anything there was that might stop him from doing God's purposes for him, that's just been washed away. What happens next in the story? A dove comes down. I've got three doves, so I'll let you choose which one. I had various opportunities for doves. I had a look round. I don't know who made this one, but I found this one. There's that one. That was in the vestry. It's quite a nice dove. Yeah, there's quite a nice dove. So that's one. Can somebody come and hold this for me? So that's a possibility for the dove. The second one I found, well, actually, I found a pattern. I made that one. Somebody hold this one dove for me? Joe, can you hold that dove for me? And then I was having a look round up in the mezzanine, and I found this one. They're sort of doves, aren't they? Pigeon, they are technically doves. Right. It doesn't sound as good to say that Jesus had a pigeon come on his head, does it really? So which of these three do you think we should use? Who votes for the pigeon? Oh, I think the pigeon has it, definitely. Okay, you can keep those then. So we need somebody to be the Holy Spirit. Let's see what I can do here. Yeah, I know. This is going to be hard. Don't know how you do this. Can you hold the pigeon for me for a second, since you're God? No, you're John the Baptist, sorry. One more try. Okay, we need somebody to come and be God, please, now. Yes, Stuart, you'll do. Sitting on the front row, it always has this effect. So would you like to lower the Holy Spirit down on Jesus' head? And it rests upon him. Excellent. You just keep it well balanced there. That's fine. So now we've got the Holy Spirit on Jesus' head. Why a dove? Why do you think the Holy Spirit comes down as a dove? Does anybody know any stories from the Old Testament that involve doves? Noah's Ark. Excellent. So what happens in the story of Noah's Ark that involves a dove? Speak up, please. Brings green leaves. When in the story does that happen? So after the flood, you all know this story? Noah and the flood? So a great flood comes and washes away all the evil in the world. Noah and his family and all of the animals are in the ark. And they're there as the rain comes down and then the rain stops. And then they send various birds out to see if there's any land, to see if the flood has finished. And the bird that comes back carrying, I think, an olive branch, an olive twig, is a dove. And so the dove represents a new beginning. Noah and his family are now going to found a new community on earth. Everything's going to start again from the beginning. This is the moment when all of evil has been washed away and a new beginning is happening. That's the story in the Old Testament. And the dove resting on Jesus' head represents all of those things. In Jesus now, all the evil in the world is going to be dealt with. In Jesus now, for every creature on earth, there is the possibility of a new beginning. In Jesus now, there is the possibility of a fresh start and a new community made up of the people of God. And people of that time who knew the story of Noah's Ark, knew the story of the dove, would probably have made that link and understand that that's what the dove represented. So there's the dove on his head. And of course, there's another story in the Old Testament that involves a dove, and that's the very beginning of the Bible. Do you know that story? What happens at the very beginning? In the beginning, God created something, the heavens and the earth. And the earth was void and without form, and the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters. So the Spirit of God hovering over chaos like a bird. So that's another image, an image of new beginning and new creation and fresh start. And so that humble rock dove, otherwise known as a pigeon, represents all of those things. And there's a third thing that the dove represents. Because if you were going to make a sacrifice to God, a sacrifice of thanksgiving, for example, when a child was born, the beginning of new life, the Old Testament law, the law of Moses, gave all sorts of animals that could be brought to God as an offering, but if you were poor and could afford nothing else, the sacrifice that was always acceptable and which you could probably find in most towns or cities was a pigeon, was a dove. And so this reminds us of sacrifice too at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, because we know how that ministry is going to end. So there we have John the Baptist, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, all summarizing this, the meaning of Jesus' baptism. Then one more thing happens. What happens next? God speaks. Would you like to come and be God's voice, please? That's fine. So, God speaks with... do you think God spoke with a loud voice? Yeah, loud voice? Can you remember what God says, God? No? Who remembers what God says? You are my beloved son. Second thing, with whom I am well pleased. Right, can you pretend to do that? So if we all speak it for him, it'll be sufficiently loud, very loud. You are my beloved son, with you I am well pleased. All together now.
You are my beloved son, with you I am well pleased.
Well, I'd imagine in my mind when we did that bit, I'd imagine something a bit louder and a bit more impressive, but I suppose that will have to do. Do you think they can do it again?
Do
you think they should do it again? God says you should do it again. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
You are my beloved.
Even louder.
You
thank you very much, God. That was very good. So God speaks and tells us, as if we didn't already know, who Jesus is. Jesus is God's beloved son. Jesus is the one with whom God is pleased. Now, I think we've probably done enough posing with pigeons. So a round of applause, please, for our participants. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mel. So how many of us have been baptized? Many of us. Some of you may be able to remember your baptisms. It may have happened while you were adults or while you were older children. For some of you, what you will know about it is photographs or videos of it happening when you were small. When we're baptized, all the things that are part of that story of Jesus being baptized are present in what we do when we're baptized, and the meanings are much the same. So in baptism, we use water. We use the water as a symbolism. The symbolism of water is that sin is being washed away. The symbolism of water is that we're being made fresh and shiny and sparkly for God. The symbolism of flowing water is that we're crossing through the Jordan River with the whole people of God, remembering how God brought his people out of slavery into freedom. And so we are being brought from slavery to sin to the freedom that belongs to the children of God. The second symbolism, the dove, the anointing with the Holy Spirit. In a baptism service, we anoint the person who's to be baptized. I don't normally use a pigeon. We use olive oil. Because, of course, the dove, as Rosemary reminded us, carried an olive twig. So we use olive oil and we anoint the person on their forehead as a sign of God's blessing, as a sign to show that they're being adopted into God's family, as a sign to show that they're receiving the gifts and graces of the Holy Spirit that they need for all the tasks that God has ahead of them. And in the baptism service, we may not have a voice from heaven, but we do welcome the person who's being baptized. We say, we welcome you as a member of the family of God. And we give them a sign of the love of God and the Spirit of God to take from the church out into the world, a sign that God's Spirit will lead them and go with them, and that sign normally is a lighted candle, which you take with you. So each of the elements of the baptism of Jesus, the water for cleansing, the coming of the Holy Spirit, the voice declaring that this person is my child, my beloved, those things, if you have been baptized, have been said about you. They've been said about me. We have been told that the power of sin is cancelled in our lives. We have been given the promise of the Holy Spirit. We have been welcomed as daughters and sons of God into his family, told that we are being sent into the world to do his will. And so when I read this story and when I tell this story, I find it very challenging, because I then think about what Jesus said and did and how he lived in all the moments after this. How he was not only baptized and anointed with the Spirit and welcomed as God's son, but how he then lived that out day by day, week by week, month by month. How he showed God's love. How he spoke God's love. How he welcomed people. How he built new community and gave people new life and new beginnings and new opportunities. And it seems to me that as we remember what God shows us in the baptism of Jesus, we're also being challenged to remember what God is saying to us through our own baptism. That we too are being called to live as children of God. That we too are being called to reveal the fruits of God's Spirit in our lives. That we too are waiting for the day when God says to each of us, "You are my child. You are my beloved. With you, I am well pleased. Amen.